Shalom Aleichem, Afrei Elchin Yom Atzmaot. It's exciting to be together on the night that brings to mind the extraordinary Chasdei Hashem that have been apparent over the last century and, among other things, resulted most notably in the restoration of Jewish sovereignty to Eretz Yisrael. I want to take the opportunity. Tomorrow I look forward to Shiurim in Yeshiva on Yom HaTzmut per se, on a perspective of Medina Yisrael in particular, from the point of view of Makoros and Chazal, B'Halacha V'Hashkafa. Right now, what I want to turn our attention to is Tuesday night we always try to learn Ramban. There's a very central Ramban in Parshas Achimos about Eretz Yisrael, and about one of the aspects of the unique segula of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so here we are. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Hei. This is the end of the parsha. The end of Parshas Achrimos. This Torah is speaking about the Arayos. The Torah speaks about a series, to be more precise, the series of the Arayos. This is the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur at Mincha. And then the Torah goes a lot of specifics, the various Yisurei Bia. Then the Torah sort of wraps up at the very end of Achrimos. And so you have to understand that maintaining the discipline that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to maintain in this area will be a source of Kedusha, something that Rashi highlights in the upcoming Psukim at the beginning of Kedoshim. And then the Psukim go on to say, and it's particularly significant that you understand this before you enter Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says, understand that the previous residents of Eretz Yisrael were not careful about this, Vatitma Aretz, and that caused the Tumah to land. And you need to be careful, not Chalila, to fall into that same mistake. So the Ramban comments at the very beginning, he says, this is a sort of a strange reference to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Titma Aretz, we're going to, it's a long Rabban, I want to see a certain select paragraphs within this Rabban. Now, Titma Aretz, v'efkod avona aleha. V'ataki Eretz Yisrael Shveh. Right? The previous residents of Eretz Yisrael, the Kanani tribes, they have been gross violation of the halachas of expectations of Hilchos Arayos, and Eretz Yisrael spat them out. Rabban says, let's consider what's going on here. After giving us a whole list of the various arayos, what the Torah is saying is sort of zooming out to the big picture to see, look at the forest. Now that we looked at all the trees, every individual member in this litany of arayos, so the big picture is Eretz Yisrael. Got to take this, got to be exceptionally careful about arayos because of Eretz Yisrael. V'hine arayos chavos aguf v'einam tluyos baretz. Rabban says, this is, on its face, it's very strange, because this is not—it's not an agricultural halacha. We saw this, I believe, was last week, right? In the discussion about tzaras. Here once again, right? We saw that Sefer Achinuch spoke about that. So Rabban says, I don't understand what the Torah trying to say. Why are arayos an Eretz Yisrael issue? They're halachic issue anywhere in the world. It's the same matter where you are. After all, that's right. You know, as we mentioned last week, we have a Mishnah near the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, which speaks about which mitzvahs apply all over the world, which mitzvahs apply uniquely in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah there says that the rule is a mitzvah tuli baretz ein hagas al baretz. If it's an agricultural mitzvah, then it's limited in scope to Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a non-agricultural mitzvah, it applies equally all over the world. He says arayos is a chovas aguf. It's not a chovas karka. There's nothing agricultural about arayos. So it applies equally all over the world. So why are we highlighting? Arayos being an Eretz Yisrael issue. Wherever you are, you have to be careful about Arayos. And the Rabban says is, he uses terminology that usually tells us to back off. He says, I have to tell you, sod hadavar. Let me tell you the deeper meaning, the deeper mystical meaning behind this. Rabban writes in the introduction to the Perush Al Torah, that when I tell you, every once in a while I'm gonna head into Kabbalah, and you have to understand if you're not initiated, you should step away and skip to the next piece. But there are certain that's generally their approach. But I think this is one of those Rambans where we do at least dip in a little bit. And the Ramban goes on to say, you can at least get a little taste. He says, you know, it's true that it's a chovas haguf, and therefore, of course, the halachos of arayos apply no matter where in the world a Jew is. You can't say, well, I'm in chutz la'aretz, so arayos don't apply. And of course, they apply. But there is something special about Eretz Yisrael. He says, Torah says later on, the very end of Chumash. Every area of the world is in principle corresponds to a particular nation. Eretz Yisrael corresponds to Klal Yisrael. Chelak Hashem Amo. So what does that mean? So he goes on to say the following. He goes on to say, you have to understand that. I'm going to tread lightly. Some of his terminology definitely is a Kabbalistic, but at least to get the flavor. It says, Hashem HaNichbe Baruch HaKol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of planet Earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of humanity. And he says, every nation has its mazel. And every nation, and those correspond to the other parts of the world. But Kalal Yisrael, and it says you learn the end of Sefer Daniel, you hear about the Malachim, the Sarim, or those Malachim who correspond to particular nations. But Kalal Yisrael, the Gemara tells us, Ein Mazal Yisrael. What does that mean? That Ein Mazal Yisrael? So this is something we've discussed, I think, in other contexts also before Pesach. The notion of Ein Mazal Yisrael, where Shechter often translates it, is that Kalal Yisrael, that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the universe created laws of physics, chemistry, and biology, by which the physical universe which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created operates, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu created laws of history. There are certain patterns that historians can discern. There's a certain flow, there's certain patterns we can describe about how the rise and fall of nations and the ways in which historical events shape human history as a whole. Kalal Yisrael is not bound by those trends. That's what Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Gemara understands, is what Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. Vayotzi oso achutza. Back in Parashas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avraham Avinu out, and he says, Hachutza, Gemara understands, outside of the Kochavim. The Kochavim represent this notion of Mazel. The Kochavim represent the notion that there are certain patterns to history, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch set up, created the world. Those patterns, those laws of history, those trends of history don't apply to Klal Yisrael. And that's something that we think about often, Leila Seder, V'Hishamda. It's something that Yaakov Emden pointed out, and Lahavdil Mark Twain, in his famous piece in the 1890s in Harper's, that Kalal Yisrael has not experienced the rise and fall that so many other nations have. But you know, look at the trends of human history. We should have long ago, being an oppressed minority, we should have disappeared long ago. Disappeared entirely, or certainly disappeared into insignificance. And the fact that Kalal Yisrael continues to thrive, continues to maintain our Masorah, and continues to be such a disproportionately contributing member to the world community. So that's an expression of Ein mazel Yisrael. And a mazel Yisrael means, is as he goes on to say, that, you know, that there's something we began to learn about last week in Parshas Tazria and Mitzorah. And there's a sliding scale of Hashkacha Pratis. Remember, we began to see last week, Sefer Chinuch explained in Parshas Tazria that there's Hashkacha Pratis on human beings, Hashkacha Klalis on the rest of the animal kingdom. The Kadosh Baruch Hu manages the animal kingdom in a more general way. Everything is powered by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that physics, chemistry, and biology continue to operate, that's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wills it so. But there's a more specific, personalized hashkacha on human beings. That's something that the Sefer Chinuch had developed and formulated last week in Parshas Tazria. And this is one of the places, I think, I forget who it was who mentioned last week in the shir, this is Ramban right here in Achrei Mos, one of the places where he points out that even within humanity, there's a sliding scale of Hashkacha Pratis. There's individualized Hashkacha on every single human being, Jew and non-Jew alike. At the same time, it's not binary. It's not either you have or don't have Hashkacha Pratis. There could be greater or lesser degrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha on an individual person. The extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, hands-on, as opposed to managing it through the system which he set up and continues to power. A system which we understand and we often refer to as Malachim. Now, on the national level, Rabban says these are these Sarim, these particular Malachim that are correspond to particular nations. And he said that's what it says in Daniel. Malachei Elyon, Nisanam Liyosarim Aleihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu created particular malachim to be the intermediaries through which he manages, Kadosh Baruch Hu manages the Mashpia on various nations. Daniel discusses it extensively in the later prakim. He says, Hashem Hanichbad, Hu Elokei Elokim, V'Adonai Adim L'chol Ha'olam. Remember that Ribbono Shel Olam runs the entire universe. Ribbono Shel Olam manages much of the universe through the apparatus which he set up, which he understands as Malachim. But Eretz Yisrael, Emtza'us HaYishuv, Eretz Yisrael is not only geographically central to the meeting point of Europe, Asia, and Africa. And perhaps now is not the time for this, but from a halachic perspective, in terms of the international dateline, Baal HaMor understands that the halachic official halachic perspective on the globe is Eretz Yisrael at the top. You can look at the globe any way you want. But not only is it true geographically, halachically, Eretz Yisrael is themselves a yishuv, it is also spiritually Nachas Hashem Yuchel Shishmo. It's a place where Eretz Yisrael is the place on planet Earth where there's the greatest degree of Hashgacha Pratis. Lo nosan aleh min ha-malachim kitzin shoter u-moshel behind chilo osa la'amo ha-miyached shemo zera o-avav. But that pasuk, the end of Chumash Devarim, is saying, Yatzev gulos ha-mim chelak Hashem amo, is that Eretz Yisrael is the place and Klal Yisrael are the nation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratis is most intense, most intensely pratic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, most directly involved. And that's why Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. That corresponds. It's the place of greatest Hashkacha Hashchina, the place of greatest specific, direct, unmediated Hashkacha Pratis. V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz. A fascinating pasuk. How do you understand that? Klal Yisrael have a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every human being has Tzelem Elokim. Every human being has the capacity to emulate the divine model. And at the same time, Klal Yisrael have a unique intimacy with Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yisim li segula. Why ki li kol haaretz? The entire world is mine. The land is mine. So what does one have to do with the other? What is segulas Am Yisrael have to do with the land? So the Ramban explains, we're the Am Segula, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us specifically in the place that has the greatest Hashgacha Pratis. And the Ramban goes on to say, what does this mean? These sound like very lofty ideas, and they are lofty ideas, and they also have practical meaning. Ramban goes on to say that's why he says we have mitzvahs all over the world. Kidei sha'ama yoshev ba'artso b'kedushas ha'arayos uv'rubei ha'mitzvahs li'yosam l'shmo. We're mekudesh with mitzvahs. We are mekudesh with mitzvahs, and it has particular significance in Eretz Yisrael. Ha'aretz she'i nachas Hashem ha'nichbad taki kamatame osa. V'lo tisbol ov devodah zar megalam ha'arayos. Eretz Yisrael is a land that can't handle this, can't take it. The language, the metaphor that the psukim use is if you violate these dinim, which he points out are both arayos as well as avodah zarah. He says that's why haparsha zos hiskira hamolech. Molech appears in this paragraph. It seems out of place. It was a list of arayos. Rabban says the Torah wants to make mention of avodah zarah as well, because those two, avodah zarah and Gila Arayos, are two areas of halacha that are particularly potent in terms of causing tumah. A tumah which is inimical to Eretz Yisrael. A tumah which a Jew should not involve himself in. No human being should involve himself in the tumah of Avodah Zarah, the tumah of Arayos. But in Eretz Yisrael in particular, it grates against Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean grates against Eretz Yisrael? The language, that the metaphor that the Chumash used, that way the Eretz Yisrael won't vomit you out. Those sakia aretz. What does that mean? He says because Eretz Yisrael can't take it. Lotus bowl. Eretz Yisrael can't handle. Eretz Yisrael can't stand. Megalei arayos. Megalei arayos. What that means is this idea that he's been developing. That an Avera anywhere in the world is a pachin panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a disgrace, such a lack of gratitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us talents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us resources. Whatever hand of cards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt me or you, everything we have, all the capacity that we have is because of Rebbe Shalom. To take the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and the will, and the strength, and the resource, and the talents, and to use them to an Avera, anywhere in the world, that's such a chutzpah. To take the life and power Rebbe Shalom gave me and to leverage it against it. But it's an even greater chutzpah when I'm in the Palton Shel Melech. I'm in the king's own palace. In the palace of the king. So it's reminiscent to that pasuk in Megillah Esther. Hagam lechbosh es ha-malka yimei ba-boyis. It's bad enough to be kovish the malka. To attack my queen anywhere in the world is terrible. But even greater chutzpah, in my presence, in my own palace, you're going to attack my queen. It magnifies the chutzpah of that aver. So Rabban says, Kabbalistic elements, levels here as well, which I'm skipping because we're not qualified. You and I am not qualified, but sort of taking the pshat elements here and what the Rabban is developing, it's in the palace of the king, Eretz Yisrael, by which we mean the place where there's greatest direct hashgacha pratis and direct hashras hashchina, an aveira in the Paltos HaMelech is that much more severe. And to introduce tumah through specifically the aveiros of avodah zarah and gilui arayos, it's heinous anywhere in the world, but it's particularly heinous in Eretz Yisrael. To introduce that sort of tumah into a place where there's even greater, more poignant, more palpable kedusha, the Paltin Shamelach. Then he goes on to say very famously that, you know, up until now we've been speaking negatively. That's the context in Parshas Acharei Mos. That in Aveira, specifically Arayos and Avodah Zarah, but any Aveira in Eretz Yisrael is more heinous than in Chutz La'aretz. But if that's true, you know, L'ra, in Mikolshkein, it's true, L'tova. He says, the mitzvahs fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael are that much more significant. And we'll close with this. He quotes a Sifrei. He quotes a series of comments of Chazal. Among them, he quotes a Tosefta. Excuse me, he quotes a Sifrei, Parshas Ekev, on the second paragraph of Kriyashma. Favarta meheru, the Torah speaks about galus. So the Sifrei says, Afapisha ni maglas chemin aretz lechutzaretz, even though I'm going to at some point send you into galus, you'll be sent into chutzaretz, heyu mitzuyanin b'mitzvahs. Make sure to remain distinct with your mitzvahs. Kishetachzru lo yu aleichem chadashim. You should stay in the discipline of mitzvahs even in chutzaretz. Hatzivi lach tziyunim. You have to maintain the distinction of mitzvahs even in chutzaretz. Now, where does the Sifrei get that from? Rabban says that the point was, if you think about the parasha of Hayom Shamoa, you go from Vavarate Mehera, from the description of Golos, straight into Vesantos Dror Eila, the Limud HaTorah and Tefillah Mezuzah, right? That's the flow at the end of the second paragraph of Kriya Shema. So you're saying, even in Golos, Tzitzis and Tefillin. Even in Golos, you know, Mezuzah and Tefillin. Eina Mechai B'Golos HaBechobos HaGuf. Tefillin and mezuzahs, right? You're not keeping the agricultural mitzvahs and gulls. You're keeping the tefillin and the mezuzah. And still, the language of the Sifrei was, you're going to wear tefillin, you're going to put up a mezuzah and chutzlaretz, so that you won't be out of practice. It won't be new when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Such a striking terminology. Rabban says, Iker kol ha-mitzvos le-yoshvim be-eretz Hashem. The primary place of fulfilling any mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that's why the Sifrei later in Chumash Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, V'yirishtem osav, v'yishavtem bo, shmartem lasos. You'll conquer Eretz Yisrael and you'll keep the mitzvahs. So the Sifrei explains what's the connection between conquering Eretz Yisrael and keeping all the mitzvahs. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shekula k'neged kol mitzvah shebatorah. Wow. What does that mean? That Yishav Eretz Yisrael is shekula to all the mitzvahs. What does that mean? So Ramban explains, I'll tell you what that means. What that means is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael enhances every single mitzvah that you do. Every mitzvah. Not only is it true that you cannot fulfill Trumas and Maaseiros at all in New Jersey, but even Tzitzis and Tefillin and Tzedakah and Lulav, those mitzvahs which we do fulfill in Chutz La'aretz, and this wraps back to what the Ramban said at the beginning, avoiding our rayos, maintaining kedusha, all the chavos haguf, they do apply and they are binding on Jews all over the world. They're not chavos karka, they're not mitzvot satuyos baretz, but understand that you're not going to get the full punch, the full zest of the mitzvah. You're not going to access it in chutz laaretz because the mitzvahs apply all over the world, but the ikar makom kiyam mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. What the Ramban is developing is that a whole other layer. I mentioned last week, Shechter has this, the larger shiur, the seven aspects of Eretz Yisrael. So here we're coming across part of that idea, that the Kedushas Haaretz, and that the soil is holy, that's why the agricultural mitzvahs apply solely in Eretz Yisrael. But there's another layer of the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just about the soil, any mitzvah, even those mitzvahs which do apply all over the world. But they're at full strength only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? And my averus matter more in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's Palton Shel Melech. Because it's the palace of the king. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of what goes on throughout the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us and cares for us no matter where we are in the world. But the Hashgacha Pratis is of a higher, more keen level in Eretz Yisrael. Our averus matter more and our mitzvahs matter more. And that's why, I would add, even this impacts us in Chutz La'aretz as well. Because the Gemara tells us, which way do you face when you daven? We face towards Eretz Yisrael. In part because, in Mikdash in particular, and Eretz Yisrael in general, is the Iker Makom Kabbalas HaTfila. We mentioned last week about Nevuah, that the Gemara says a Navi can only begin a prophetic career in Eretz Yisrael. And typically, Nevuah only happened in Eretz Yisrael. It's all this idea, or certainly all related ideas, that the Ikar Hashras HaShchina and the Ikar Hashkach HaPratis is in Eretz Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch takes care of us all over the world, but there's a keener Hashkach in Eretz Yisrael, and we can act, what we see from the davening, and is that we can access, even when we're in Chutz La'aretz, we can access some more of that by directing ourselves and directing our Avos Hashem via Eretz Yisrael. And these are some of the ideas that we take with us as we appreciate the multifaceted gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of restoring our capacity to move to Eretz Yisrael, restoring our capacity to live in Eretz Yisrael, restoring our capacity to have sovereignty, political sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael, which the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham point down in the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, is the loss of Jewish sovereignty is one of the aspects of Churban. The restoration of Jewish sovereignty is one of the aspects of Geula. Geula Shelema, we have not yet reached there. But to see the process begin, the greater access, and to see the greater Shoros Hashkin, we have been zocha to see over the last century so many nevuos fulfilled in ways that centuries of Jews try to imagine. Rebbe Akiva was working hard, end of Malkus, to imagine, to conjure up in his mind what would these positive nevuos look like. We get to see them in Eretz Yisrael. We get to witness HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashron Eretz Yisrael in ways that centuries of Jews do not. What incredible, these are some of the incredible gifts that we celebrate and that we give Hodot to HaKadosh Baruch, for which we give Hodot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, and particularly on the 5th of Iyar. On the 5th of Iyar, which you all are Freilich in Yom Atzmaut, and we should be Zochet to see Yeshuas from the present, immediate Tzaras, and we should be Zochet to see ongoing Geula, should be Zochet to Geula Shalema B'Mehera. Freilich in Yom Atzmaut, Chevra. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.